Today we prepare and anticipate and celebrate the birth of a tiny baby. Each song, each flower, each light, every word, and every green thing reminds us.
God bless us, each and every one of us.
Alleluia. Amen. Please remain standing as we sing Come Thou Long Expected Jesus, found on page 196 of your hymnal.
Sound awesome today. Please be seated. It's now time for us to share our joys and our concerns. If you would take out, it's your announcement sheet. It's on the back of your announcement sheet. We have those listed requesting our prayers. If you grab a pencil or a pen, there are a couple additions here from the prayer box this morning. June Wathall's sister, Luella Ingram, broke a bone, and so please add Luella Ingram to your prayer list. Also, Doris Dixon is a resident of the Warsaw Nursing Home, and Maxine would like her listed with the other nursing home and assisted living residents. So please put Doris Dixon there. Now, this is an important list for this church. A praying church is a powerful church, and I know that you want to be involved with the power of God in this community. And so if you would take this home with you, make sure you keep it beside your prayer chair, and so when you spend time with God this week, you can lift each of these people up by their name and also lift their families up in your prayers, because a praying church is what? A powerful church. Amen? So please take these. Make sure we lift up those who have individual prayers, and also make sure we lift up those who are nursing home and assisted living residents, and obviously those who are serving here in our country and overseas to help us sustain our freedoms. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for this day. We give you thanks for this church. We give you thanks for every person who is worshiping here today. We ask, Lord, that we feel and understand. We ask that we know your presence here today. We ask for your powerful anointing to be upon us in this congregation. As we worship you and as our youth lead us, may we experience you in all new ways, Lord, and feel your power through what is said and done this morning in this Advent season. Dear God, we lift up each and every person and their family that is listed here today. And we ask for your healing, holy presence to be upon them. And as we pray for them during the week by name, God, we ask that your power comes through our prayers so that they can feel healing and support and strength, Lord, no matter what they are going through. Dear Lord, I know that there are other people who didn't make it to this list today, and I just ask that they feel your comfort, your prayer, your power, and your healing as well, Lord. May they understand what it is like to be a part of this congregation because of our powerful prayers through you. We love you, God, and we thank you so much for your Son, Jesus Christ. It's in his name that we pray. Amen.